Hi, so we continue our reading and we enter in chapter one. Chapter one is entitled, What is a Concept? This chapter is more a series of axioms than the demonstration itself. So we'll follow the phenomenological discovery that a first reader might have. We learn that a concept is a multiplicity, so some sort of a combination. And they called it a chiffre, which might be translated as number. But that doesn't mean that the concept is ontologically mathematical, as in philosopher Badiou. You know, by chiffre here is more meant a reference to some form of alchemy. Some sort of formula, perhaps even a magic formula. There is no concept with only one component. Okay, so it is an articulation of components, and I would say it is a machine in the Deleuzian sense. Which means that it is a not purely a mechanical entity, but an articulation of matter, flesh, spirit that performs a certain kind of repetition. This is what the reader might think, but this might be adjusted by the future chapters. They say that a concept possessing every component, right? So this sort of a hyper concept would be chaos pure and simple, right? Now, the way I read this is that, well, if there is the concept of concepts, it is chaos, but chaos in the Greek sense, chaos as creation, chaos as flow, virtual flow of infinite possibility. If it is the case, then a normal philosophical concept is an articulation, a machine within chaos that performs a certain kind of singularity. Escape the chaos might be, as they say, might be one of the objectives of the concept. Okay, so the author of the concept is chaos, creative chaos, what I call the creole. And the concept itself, a concept, is a fragmentary whole. So here we may ask, is it a microcosm? Does it reflect in certain ways the model negotiation that any concept might have with chaos? Or are there many ways of doing concepts? All concepts are connected to problems without which they would have no meaning and which can themselves only be isolated or understood as the solution emerges. Okay, so here's the idea that there is perhaps not one problem that philosophical concepts are trying to solve. We might think that. We might think that basically again, a philosopher like Badiou proposes, philosophy, each philosopher tries to propose a pathway to what a good life is via a complicated machine, a conceptual machine, theoretical machine. So the term problem here might need to be clarified in the sense that it is very common in the French system and in which philosophy is taught at the end of gymnasium high school to speak of philosophical problems, right? So, for example, determinism versus free will. It is also true that today the term problem is used in corporate capitalism and more precisely in the discourse of startups, right? A new company, a new startup is supposed to solve a problem. If it doesn't solve a problem, it is not considered financially viable, among other reasons. So then they have this sort of example or metaphor or evocation of the appearance of someone. There is some sort of a void plane which might remind the Heideggerian clearance, and suddenly emerges a face, right? And that's the concept of autrui in French. I think that's the term they use. Okay, so might be autrui, I'll check. So in English it's translated by the other person, which is less familiar. Autrui is a quite familiar concept, and in French. And then they, without quoting Levinas, they mentioned this idea of the face of the other person as being a manifestation of the concept of otherness, alterity. That concept, for example, has a history, and they mention every concept has a history. The concept of the other person goes back to Leibniz, to his possible worlds, and to the monad as expression of the world. Every concept, having a finite number of components, will branch off towards other concepts that are differently composed, but that constitute other regions of the same plane, answer to problems that can be connected to each other and participate in a co-creation. So, here it's interesting because the concept of co-creation is, again, today too often heard in the marketing or corporate discourse. But here it simply means that, well, if a concept is created, and not in the sense that it is created ex nihilo, once and for all, it is a creative becoming, a fold in the manifold, which is itself a creative manifold, a hyper-creative manifold, the chaos that they mention. Well, it articulates, it folds with other concepts, and if it is a machine, it might actually join with other concepts to create bigger machines. In this sense, so a concept is never something simple. That the question is, can it be divided into parts? Can we understand its parts? And they will try to do so with Descartes' cogito. They even come up with a diagram, but here we already completed the regular 10 minutes, so I will just finish here by saying that in the next pages that we will examine tomorrow, they propose, they don't demonstrate yet, but they propose that the concept is an opening to an event. It speaks the event. So the notion of event is very important in French philosophy, again for Badiou, but since Sartre. And what does it mean? Well, we'll have to answer that very slowly, because this is the question of philosophy also, is that can philosophy be creative not only of concepts but also of events, and for example 1968 Paris, May 68 was called an event. Is it an event, and is it historically productive, or is it a reaction? So that's it for today. See you tomorrow.